You're listening to Soap Dirt, the latest in television entertainment news.
Hey there, B&B fans. It's Belinda from Soap Dirt, and I've got your full roster of weekly spoilers for Monday, April 15th through Friday, April 19th. This is the last full week we have before we kick into May sweeps starting the following week, and there is a whole bunch of buildup I'm so excited to tell you about, and also some possible preemptions on 2 days of the week, but only in a few time zones. We're going to dig into all this, but if you haven't, please subscribe. Now let's just jump right in. Monday, April 15th, 2024 is season 37, episode 141 of Bold and the Beautiful. We saw Luna just about to finally say the words to RJ that we've all been, I don't know, impatiently waiting for, or even if you don't like the story, I think you just want it to be over with, right? So Monday, she finally says the actual words. She already built him up about the mints, and then she tells him that she slept with Zenday the night that his granddad got married. He is absolutely furious, and when she tries to apologize and say how much she loves him and begs, he just backs up from her. You can tell he's just queasy about this whole thing, and in a way, it's like if she had come to him the next day and said, oh, you know, this terrible thing happened, of course it wouldn't be that big a deal, but Zenday and Poppy talked her out of it, so we have a big, big mess happening this week. Steffi goes to confront Deacon, and she basically is telling him to get a grip. There's a scene from this week's promo, and if you stick around to the end of this video, I will show you that promo. And Finn tells her that Deacon is in a bad place, and she says that Deacon just needs to stop. So she is going to go over and tell him, you got to let it go, man. But he's not going to let it go. Tuesday, April 16th, 2024, season 37, episode 142. So Tuesday and Wednesday, we've got more possible soccer preemptions. Now, the time zones, we've been told it will affect potentially Mountain, Pacific, Hawaii, Alaska. I will say that when I checked my DVR and I looked a few days ahead, and I'm in Pacific time right now, that it said that the show was airing. So, but just because it says it doesn't mean it's going to happen. But just be aware, if you're in one of those time zones, you may need to look to CBS.com or Paramount Plus if you didn't get your CBS. Either one of your CBS soaps on your DVR. So on Tuesday, RJ's at the office. He is raging at Zenday Forrester for sleeping with Luna. And Zenday says, blame me, not Luna. And RJ's like, okay, fine. And then punches him in the face. I mean, to be fair, Zenday should never have been hitting on his cousin's girlfriend. So I feel like he kind of had that one coming. I don't feel too bad for him as long as it stops there. But I think hope for the future is about to have no hope for his future because those three are not going to be able to work together after this. Hashtag awkward. Meanwhile, on Tuesday, Hope explains to someone, I think possibly Liam, just based on other spoilers for the week, why she really said no to marrying Thomas Forrester. So I'm very curious to see what the actual explanation is. And of course, they're still teasing us with Hope and Liam, but I just don't see it happening, you guys. All right, Wednesday, April 17th, 2024, season 37, episode 143. Again, Mountain Pacific, Hawaii, Alaska. You may have preemptions of your CBS soaps because of soccer. So Liam's talking to Hope on Wednesday, which is why I think that's who she's talking to about Thomas on Tuesday. And they decide as co-parents that now that nine-toed Sheila is supposedly dead, that Beth can have more time with her granddad Deacon. Because remember, Hope had pretty much just cut off Deacon's access because of his ongoing relationship with Sheila. But we all know Sheila's not dead. Wednesday, we also have more lunacy. She's completely devastated, completely heartbroken, and her drug-pushing, mint-loving mom, Poppy, tries to comfort her sad daughter. I just wonder if Poppy's going to have some kind of withdrawal because she's been using drugs, I mean, since back around the time she got pregnant with her. So at least a couple of decades because we have heard her sister Lee Finnegan talking about it. So messy, messy, messy. That takes us to Thursday, April 18th, 2024, which is episode 144 of the current season. So Deacon is absolutely determined to prove that he's not crazy, and he's going to get a lead that gives him some idea of what happened to Sheila Carter. So you saw on Friday that he was looking through Sheila's emails and then her DMs, and he saw a message from an unknown number. And of course, it was Sugar, as we've been talking about here for quite a while. So Sugar was threatening her, and I'm doing a standalone video about the whole Sugar and what motivated her and what I think she did. But it is a good sign that something else was going on. And by the time next week rolls around, he will have gotten Finn around to seeing the same thing he is seeing. But for now, on Thursday, Finn tells Steffi he's very worried about Deacon's mental health. So that could be the scene from the promo. I think it's either going to be Monday or Thursday. But given how much Bold and the Beautiful repeats dialogue, I mean, honestly, it could be Monday and Thursday, and they're saying the same things, wearing the same costumes. Finn is definitely worried about Deacon. Steffi just wants this all to be over and to forget about it, but that's not going to happen quite so soon. That takes us to the end of next week, Friday, April 19th, 2024, season 37, episode 145. Lauren Finmore does another crossover. She is back on Bold and the Beautiful. Looks like she is in town from Genoa City for some reason, and she heads over to Il Giardino to talk to Deacon. Now, Deacon does not know who Sugar is, and I looked back at their histories, and Sheila and Deacon had some overlap time on both Bold and the Beautiful and Young and the Restless, but when Sugar was around on Bold, Deacon wasn't around, and then when Sugar was over on YNR, Deacon wasn't on YNR, so he just doesn't have any context, and obviously Sheila never bothered to mention her doppelganger that she tricked into lookalike plastic surgery. So Lauren doesn't want to talk about Sheila. She's going to tell Deacon she never wants to hear that name again, but Deacon's going to get her to talk to him anyway, and that's how he's going to find out who Sugar is, because Lauren definitely knows about Sugar. What's weird is Sugar was played by Robin Mattson on Bold and the Beautiful, and then when the character of Sugar went over to Young and the Restless, it was Kimberlyn Brown playing the role, because Sugar had had plastic surgery to look like her. And then Sheila had had plastic surgery to look like Phyllis over on YNR, if you watch that soap. And so then Michelle Stafford was actually playing the role of Sheila. It was very soapy and very weird. So it is a little bit of a complicated subject. And Deacon's mental stability and well-being is a huge and growing concern for Hope and Liam, and also for Steffi and Finn. And they discuss it by Friday of next week. But going into the week of sweeps, he finally convinces Finn, because we have seen some spoiler photos of Finn out with Deacon on a Sheila hunting safari. So there is definitely some big action coming. Those are all of the weekly spoilers I have for you. I'm really excited about what's coming. And I'm just so glad that this RJ and Luna thing is finally out, so we can just put it behind us. Won't that be great? Please subscribe if you haven't already. Definitely drop your comments on what you are excited to see in this action-packed week. And come back soon. We're here talking Bold and the Beautiful 7 days a week on your number one soap opera spoilers channel. And this is Belinda from Soap Dirt.
Here's a look ahead.
I never want to hear her name again.
Deacon's in a bad place.
He needs to stop this.
My cousin, you two.
I'm sorry. Okay, please.
Blame me. Don't blame her.
I do blame you.